Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
You pull up a chart and, you know, that indicator looks just flawless, right? Catching every single market peak and trough. It feels like it promises these massive automated returns. Beat. But here is the hard truth, the reality check. 95%, maybe more, of those visually perfect strategies, when you actually test them against real numbers, they consistently fail or they barely break even.
Yeah, welcome to the deep dive. Today, we're really cutting through all that noise. We want to show you exactly how to transform your favorite TradingView indicators into, well, hopefully, profit-generating machines and fully automated ones.
Without writing code.
Right, without writing a single line of code. And our mission here is super focused, helping you avoid that massive trap that costs traders thousands, maybe tens of thousands. We're going to detail the crucial step, the non-negotiable one, that guarantees you verify profitability before you ever risk a single dollar of your capital.
Okay, let's unpack this then. Before we even think about building or automating, we have to classify. Doing this step first saves some major headaches down the road, believe me. Every single automation workflow, it seems, starts by defining the indicator's type. Is that right?
Precisely. And it really boils down to three types. Type one is what we call the golden path. This means the open source code is available. You can actually see the Pine Script code.
Ah, okay.
And since, you know, something like over 90% of indicators on TradingView fall into this category, this is where you get the full potential. Full automation, really comprehensive backtesting, and proper performance analysis. It's the ideal scenario.
Then there's type two, that's different. No source code visible, but the creator built in trading alerts. Buy signal, sell signal.
Exactly. And it's tempting, right? Because automation seems easy using those native alerts. But, and this is the huge catch, you lose the ability to backtest historical performance.
Right. No strategy tester results.
Zero verification. And that mandates extreme caution. You're kind of flying blind historically.
And type three, the really tricky ones.
Yeah, type three are the challenging cases. The code's private, and there are no built-in alerts. Mm. So your direct automation options are, frankly, very limited.
Mm.
You're often stuck needing some pretty serious AI workarounds, or maybe even contacting the developer directly, which isn't always practical.
Wait a second, though. If, like you said, 90% or more indicators are type one, should we even spend much time on type two and three? Isn't our time and the listener's time better spent just optimizing that golden path, the type one?
That's a fair point.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality is, those type two strategies, the ones with alerts but no code, they often look incredibly tempting on a chart. People find them, they want to automate them. So it's crucial to understand the risks involved.
Okay. Required caution is the key word there.
Definitely. Required caution. Okay, so let's really focus on type one, the golden path. Here we're using AI, specifically AI tools that understand PineScript to turn an indicator into an executable strategy.
That distinction seems important. Indicator versus strategy. Let's pause there. What's the core conceptual difference? Can you break that down simply?
Sure. Think of an indicator as purely visual. It just shows data or trends on your chart lines, colors, dots, whatever. It gives you information.
Okay.
A strategy, on the other hand, is actual executable code. It includes the specific entry rules, the exit rules, how much you trade, position sizing, and risk parameters like stop losses.
Ah.
So it's really the difference between, say, looking at a weather map that's the indicator and actually programming your smart home to close the windows if rain is detected. That's the strategy. Mm. One is information, the other is action based on rules.
Got it. That makes sense. So for type one, this whole process starts with just extracting the raw material.
Exactly. Find your type one indicator on TradingView. You look for those little curly brackets icon.
Right.
Click it to open the source code.
And just copy the entire PineScript code. Control C.
Yep. Copy the whole thing. Now, steps two, three, and four, this is where the AI conversion happens. You feed that raw code you just copied into an AI tool. We often use something like Grok, maybe the fast version, or the expert one.
Right.
For really complex indicators.
Mm-hmm.
But, and this is the absolutely crucial human step you have to understand, and then define this specific trading logic yourself. The AI needs clear instructions.
Right. This is where I have to admit, I still wrestle with prompt drift myself sometimes, you know, making sure the AI truly captures those exact entry conditions I want from the indicator signals.
Oh, yeah. Prompt drift is real. That's when the AI kind of misunderstands or slightly misinterprets the specific PineScript logic you intended. Precision here is everything.
So you need to know exactly when that indicator signals an entry.
You absolutely have to. Is it when the trail mark turns green? Is it when one line crosses above another specific line? You must clearly define the long condition when to buy and the flat condition when to exit or go neutral based only on that indicator signal.
And you use a specific prompt structure for the AI.
Yes, a structured prompt works best. Something really clear like, convert this PineScript indicator code into a TradingView strategy. Define the long entry condition specifically when your indicator's buy signal variable or condition is true. Define the flat exit condition when your indicator's sell or exit signal variable or condition is true.
And you have to include the backtesting parameters right in that same prompt, don't you? Things like commission, slippage.
Critically important. You need to tell the AI to include parameters like, say, commission at 0.1%, maybe slippage at one tick for futures, and you're starting trading equity, like 100% of account or a fixed amount. This makes the backtest realistic.
Okay. Step 5, then, is verification.
Right. You take the strategy code the AI generates, you paste it into the Pine Editor in TradingView, you save it, and then you add that strategy to your chart right alongside the original indicator.
And you're checking.
You are meticulously checking that the strategy enters and exits exactly where the original indicator visually signaled. A key point. The trades in the strategy should typically happen one candle after the signal bar closes to confirm the signal was logged in. No looking ahead.
No repainting allowed in the strategy test. Okay.
Yeah.
And then step 6, the big one.
Step 6. This is the moment of truth. Beat. You click the strategy tester tab at the bottom of TradingView. This is where reality hits you. You check the key metrics. Net profit over the period, the maximum drawdown that's the biggest dip in equity, and the percentage of profitable trades. This step, analyzing these numbers, is where you avoid what we call the visual illusion trap.
The massive trap. Never, ever skip this step.
Never. Automating just based on how good an indicator looks on the chart without rigorously backtesting the actual performance numbers in the strategy tester, that is the single biggest mistake. It costs people thousands and derails easily 95% of aspiring automated traders.
So why does that happen? Why does an indicator that looks visually perfect, like it caught every move, suddenly deliver such potentially terrible results in the backtest?
Great question. It usually comes down to hidden issues in the indicator's code, primarily something called repainting.
Ah, repainting.
Yeah. The indicator looks great in hindsight because its past signals actually change or redraw themselves based on future price data. It's essentially cheating the chart, making itself look perfect after the fact. The strategy tester, however, doesn't allow that cheating. It only uses data available at the time the signal would have occurred.
Wow. So we often see these indicators visually. They look like they could have yielded, I don't know, 10,000% profit. But you're saying, let's be brutal here. The backtest often reveals maybe a huge net loss, or if you're lucky, barely breaking even.
That's often the harsh reality. It requires a healthy dose of skepticism towards any indicator that looks too good visually.
So the visual appeal is almost always, or very often, a lie, or at least an exaggeration.
It's definitely something you must verify with the strategy tester numbers. Required skepticism, always.
Okay, so let's say we followed the steps. We found a type 1, we converted it with AI, we verified it, and the strategy tester results are actually profitable. Good net profit, acceptable drawdown. Now, how do we actually flip the switch? How do we connect TradingView to our exchange account to automate the trades?
Right, so the type 1 deployment, because we now have a verified strategy, is actually pretty straightforward.
Mm-hmm.
The strategy itself already contains all the unified buy and sell logic baked in.
So you go back to your chart, find your strategy.
Yep. Find your strategy on the chart. Click the add alert button, the little alarm clock icon, directly on the strategy itself.
And here's the crucial part, right? You do not change the condition settings in the alert pop-up.
Exactly. Leave the condition drop-downs alone. The strategy's internal PineScript code defines when to buy or sell automatically. Don't override it here.
Okay. What about frequency?
Generally, the best practice is to set the alert frequency to once per bar close.
Mm-hmm.
This ensures the signal is confirmed only after the price bar is fully completed, preventing signals based on intra-bar noise.
Makes sense. And then there's the message part, the part that actually tells your external tool what to do.
Right. You need to use a specific message format, usually JSON, which your automation tool provides. The key part is including the TradingView placeholder strategy.order.action.
Ah, the magic placeholder.
It really is. That little piece of text automatically gets replaced with the word buy or sell, depending on what your PineScript strategy logic dictates for that specific bar. It sends the correct order action.
Super efficient. And then the final connection.
You take the unique webhook URL provided by your automation tool, think of it as a unique web address for receiving trade signals, and you paste that URL into the webhook URL field under the Notifications tab in the TradingView Alerts setup.
And that's it. That's the link that makes the whole machine go.
That's the critical link. TradingView sends the signal, buy or sell, via that placeholder to that specific webhook URL, and your automation tool picks it up and places the trade on your exchange.
Okay, that seems clear for type one. Now, let's quickly circle back to automating type two, remember? No code, but it does have built-in alerts. How does that work?
Right. Type 2 requires a different approach, what we call a two alert system, since you can't access or create a unified strategy code.
You have to set up two completely separate alerts in TradingView.
Exactly. Alert number one, you configure it using the indicator-specific buy signal condition, and in the message box, you paste the buy message template from your automation tool.
Alert two.
Alert number two. You set that one up totally separately using the indicator-specific sell signal condition, and you paste the sell message template from your tool into its message box.
So thinking about that type two setup with two separate alerts, what's the fundamental risk there compared to the nice unified type one strategy approach?
The fundamental risk is really the lack of unified back-tested logic. You're essentially running two independent signal generators. You haven't truly back-tested how effective that specific buy signal is when combined with that specific sell signal over time.
Right. Things could get out of sync.
Absolutely. If the market gets volatile, maybe alert one, the buy, fires correctly.
Right.
But then maybe alert two, the sell, misses its window or lags or doesn't fire at all. You could be left in an unwanted open position or get phantom signals because the two alerts aren't inherently linked by tested code.
So being selective about which Type 2 indicators you even try to automate seems key here. Avoid those really generic alerts, like just price crossing moving average, maybe. You need clear, distinct buy and sell signals built in.
Definitely. You need unambiguous, specific signals from the indicator creator to even attempt automating Type 2 reliably. Avoid anything vague like any alert function call.
Gotcha. And Type 3, the really tough ones with no code and no alerts. Quickly, what are the options there?
Well, option one is basically ask the indicator's creator nicely if they would consider adding alert functionality. Sometimes they will, sometimes they won't.
Not always reliable.
Not at all. Option two is much more technical. Attempt an AI recreation. You'd need to describe the indicator's visual behavior patterns in extreme detail to an advanced AI, like Grok 4 maybe, and try to get it to reverse engineer a brand new PineScript indicator that matches the behavior.
That sounds difficult.
It is. It's very technical, requires deep understanding, and honestly, it's often unsuccessful or only partially successful.
Okay, so the takeaway is stick to type one whenever humanly possible. That's where the robust process lies.
Absolutely. Type one is the path with the highest chance of success because of the verification step. Now, automation, even with type one, it does require discipline. It's not truly set and forget, not really.
Right. But the beauty is it removes that destructive human emotion, fear, greed from the actual trade execution part.
That's the huge advantage. But we have to maintain perspective, that visual illusion of perfection we talked about. Following that is just a dangerous path. Let's look at those numbers again, just briefly.
Okay.
Remember that visually flawless indicator we mentioned earlier? In the strategy tester, it delivered 12,267% net profit with a 24% drawdown over its test period, which, you know, sounds respectable.
Yeah, not bad on the surface.
But compare that. An optimized, maybe less visually appealing, but properly tested strategy, perhaps derived from that same indicator but tweaked, delivered 4,781% profit with a similar drawdown in our testing.
Wow, 4,781%. That's nearly four times the performance. What kind of basic optimization step could even deliver that massive jump? Was it super complex?
Often, honestly, it's as simple as just adjusting the main input length or period of the indicator. Instead of using the default setting, like maybe a 14-period setting that everyone uses, maybe testing reveals that a 21-period setting or a 7-period setting performs drastically better on that specific asset and that specific time frame. It's about finding the unique parameters that filter out noise, maybe avoid some repainting issues inherent in the default, and generate cleaner, more profitable entries and exits according to the backtest. And that leads to that moment of wonder. Whoa, Imagine scaling this systematic verification and optimization process, not just one strategy, but across dozens of verified high-performing strategies, compounding those kinds of verified returns, potentially while you sleep. Beat. That's the real potential here.
That is the goal, isn't it? Phase four, go live and scale, but responsibly.
Absolutely. Start small. Use very small position sizes for the first few live trades.
Monitor those initial live trades like a hawk. Make sure the automation is firing exactly as the backtest predicted.
Yes, and only scale up gradually, increasing position size, when you have built proven confidence in the system's live execution. Don't rush it.
And for more advanced users, what comes next?
Well, advanced users should definitely focus on further optimization, but carefully. Yeah. Test different time frames. Maybe a strategy works better on the 4 hour than the 1 hour. Consider combining indicators, perhaps using one for trend direction and another for entry signals for stronger confirmation.
And risk management overlays.
Crucial. Things like dynamic stop losses that adjust with volatility, or maybe trailing stops, building those into the Pine Script strategy itself.
And portfolio construction is key too, right? Diversification.
Never put all your capital into just one automated strategy, no matter how good the backtest looks. Diversify across multiple, hopefully uncorrelated systems.
Start by risking only a small percentage.
Definitely. Maybe only risk 1% to 5% of your total trading portfolio per individual strategy, especially at the beginning. And always, always maintain the capability for manual override. Know how to shut it down if things go haywire.
Let's quickly recap the common mistakes to avoid.
Number one, by far, skipping the backtest, believing the visual hype. That's the biggest mistake. Also, beware of over-optimizing, sometimes called curve fitting. That's tweaking parameters so much that the strategy only looks good on past historical data, but fails immediately in live trading.
Ah, fitting the noise.
Exactly. And then, simple but deadly, position sizing errors. Risking too much per trade can wipe out an account incredibly quickly, even with the winning strategy. And finally, ignoring market context, some strategies only work well in trending markets, others in ranging ones. Know your strategy's environment.
So this deep dive really confirms it. These no-code and AI tools, when used correctly with this verification process, they allow us to systematically approach automation and, importantly, eliminate a lot of that emotional, often detrimental decision-making from manual trading. The future is definitely here.
Yeah, and the system scales beautifully, potentially. You automate one verified, profitable strategy using this workflow, then you replicate that process, the verification, the careful automation, across dozens of potential strategies. Mm. Build a diversified portfolio designed to compound returns, ideally 247.
The objective isn't really finding that one magic perfect indicator, because it probably doesn't exist. It's about building a robust system for creating and managing a portfolio of profitable verified strategies. It's about the process, not the holy grail indicator.
Precisely. So your immediate action plan, if you're listening, is clear.
Yeah.
Pick one promising type one indicator that you like or have seen, run it through the AI conversion process we outlined, and then critically, critically verify those backtest numbers in the strategy tester. Be skeptical.
Trust but verify.
Trust but verify, exactly. Now, we've established that diversification across multiple strategies is key for mitigating the risk of any single strategy failing. But here's a final thought to mull over, since the system focuses on scale and compounding. What hidden correlations might exist between your chosen assets or even seemingly different indicator strategies in your diversified portfolio? Could a sudden violent market move cause many of your diversified strategies to fail simultaneously because they're secretly reacting to the same underlying factor? Beat that interconnected risk across a scaled portfolio. That's the necessary next question to explore.